it's going to be a big matchup for us. You know, we have a chance to get back and play at home. They've won 4 out of 5. They need a win with the way their season's kind of started off. We need a win desperately. You know, they can score a lot of points, and we know we got to score a lot of points to keep up with them. So it's going to be an exciting game. Can't wait to get to Sunday.
It is just kind of one of those games that you go into it with the thought process that every time that we have the ball, we got to put something up.
You don't, being a quarterback, you don't want to think that. You know, you still want to go through your reads, and you know, sometimes a sack is the best play, sometimes a punt is the best play. But you can't do it. You can't do it too many times against these guys. I mean, they're perennial, you know, number one, number two, number three in offense every year, and they score a lot of points. But I don't let myself go into a game thinking, all right, we got to score on this drive. You got to score on this drive. You can get yourself in trouble and get your team in trouble doing that, but. You know, I understand what we're up against. I understand that we got to keep up with these guys.
Do you think with the recent defensive struggles, though, it puts more pressure on the offense to score?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when the opposing offense is scoring fast and often, it definitely puts a lot of stress on you. But you can't get in situations, especially early in the game, especially in the first half, where you just try to fit balls in certain spots because – you could be down by 7, and right before you know it, if you try to do things like that, you can be down by 14 and 21. So you still got to go about your reads, go about the game plan. And when you get to the third and fourth quarter, you know, depending on where you're at with a team like this, things can change. But going into the game, and especially in the first half, you still got to run your offense and be efficient and, you know when to say when.
Before McFadden and Goodson got hurt, Marcel Reese was starting to become more involved in the offense. What has he meant to you as somebody in the backfield, somebody you can throw to?
Just Mr. Reliable. You know, he's played fullback, he's played tailback, receiver. You know, he's kind of jack of all trades. He can do everything very, very well. You know, unfortunately now he's, you know, he was getting kind of hot at receiver and having some big games catching the ball, and we were really starting to open things up with him. And then now he's got to get back in the home position behind the center and play tailback. So, but, I mean, he can do it all. You know, we're not going to change our game plan because he's a fullback playing tailback. We're going to go about our business, prepare, and he's going to get the same plays and same calls that D-Mac would get if he was in.
How tough is that kind of struggling in the run game? And it puts so much more pressure on you to be successful throwing the ball.
Well, I mean, we've actually been pretty successful in the run game. We just haven't been able to stick with it because of the score. Especially in third and fourth quarter, we've been in situations where you know, you're going to throw 3 out of 4 times on a series. But, you know, a running game is a quarterback's best friend, but I don't mind throwing it a bunch of times either.
I know I'm kind of oversimplifying it, but yes, it's the Saints this week, but I mean, but for this football team, the situation that is it more like it's all about us rather than, okay, it's the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to make too big of a deal out of your opponent. You still have to execute. You still have to, you know, go about your reads, go about your footwork, whatever it is you're supposed to do at your position. You still need to go about your job, but you also need to be a realist and realize that this is one of the number one offenses in the league, and it doesn't matter what defense they play against; they score a lot of points. So we need to handle our jobs and execute our jobs. But we also realize what team we're playing at the same time.
Tim's given up a lot of yards this year, and facing a kind of, you can see things that you can attack, take advantage of when you look at the film.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't realize it, but there's, you know, I heard today there's 7 first round draft picks on the defense. It's personnel wise, there's very good players, there's very good skill, very physically gifted defensive players. That hasn't translated to a high defensive ranking. They've had some issues, you know, and we're not going to come into a game scared at all. We're going to come in and execute our game plan, know that it's a better defense than they look statistically on paper. They still have, you know, 4 good guys that can rush the passer. There's very experienced on the back end in the secondary, and they have a very good linebacker core, one of the better linebacker cores we face. So, you know, we try not to look at stats too much or draft picks or whatever it is. We want to go out and execute the plays we've put in during the week because of what we've seen on film during the week. And we need to go out and execute our jobs in that case.
You don't play against Brees, obviously. You play against their defense. But you must have observed him a lot over the years. Well, what jumps out to you about him?
he's just a great quarterback. I mean, there's, you know, he's good at it all. He can throw it deep. He can throw it short, intermediate. You know, he understands what defenses are trying to do to him. He checks the ball down when he's supposed to, and he takes his shots when he's supposed to. You know, they have big physical targets. Jimmy Graham's a big guy. Marquise Colston's, you know, 6'5", looks like a tight end. When guys aren't open, they still make plays in the ball. He throws it up and gives guys 50-50 chances, and it seems like every time those guys come down with the ball. So, you know, he understands the strengths of the guys around him and utilizes those guys' strengths.
Sounds like Khalif's probably be back this week. Yeah, what's that mean? You have to have him back, that experience out there.
Great, great. You know, he's a leader. He's a great guy in the huddle. You know, he's been around a long time, played a lot of games, played against a lot of good football players. Doesn't get rattled, doesn't get shaken, and he's a good football player. So we're excited to have him back. And just kind of he brings a good energy to the huddle and a good energy to the team.
Joe Vitt was in the conference call today. He says he has a background with you going back to high school.
Yeah. Well, I play with his son. I play with his son. I believe he was coaching in for the Rams.
Yeah.
And his son was a DB and a receiver, and I played with him, I think, just my freshman year, and I think they moved to St. Louis maybe right around that time. So I played with him for 1 year, little Joey Vitt, yeah.
You throw the ball to him a lot?
Yeah, he was a good receiver, very good receiver.
Little Joey Vitt. Yeah.
You guys have a fullback, and Marcel, guys, the practice squad, and Stewart, and Tywan Johnson, the coaches don't seem to trust very much. Are you surprised you guys haven't added a veteran running back or brought somebody else in to help out a little bit?
No, because it's, you know, that time of year where there's not a ton of guys that you really want to cut somebody for to bring in. You know, Jeremy's come in and done a great job. Very, very bright guy. Obviously a Stanford guy, but picked up protections really, really fast, which in this offense is not easy to do at that position. And a guy like Tywan, you know, you want on the field. You want to find ways to get him the ball. And, you know, this time of year, I don't think, you know, there's a bunch of guys that are just kind of waiting for an opportunity. We got guys that are very capable, and the coaches and the players have confidence in.
What do you think is there an issue with the batted balls against Baltimore? Were they just doing, was it their approach?
Yeah, they did a good job. Looking back at it, they would just kind of take two steps and just stand and jump.
Yeah.
You know, I wish, you know, if you can go back, you wouldn't do quite as much short stuff and throw the ball right over, you know, right over their heads. You would throw the ball down the field a little bit more. But they did a good job. I mean, some of that stuff too, two or three of them, you know, a guy just throws a hand up and 95% of the time he doesn't get a tip.
Sometimes just a fluke.
Sometimes you get it, but they did a good job. I mean, they weren't rushing the passer. They were just standing at the line of scrimmage and just jumping and waiting for batted balls.
Do teams do that often?
No.
Is that a common tactic?
They haven't done that.
Yeah.
You know, we got in some situations where we spread them out. And they were just not going to let me take off and run. They were just going to kind of sit in their gaps and not really rush the passer. And they were dropping eight guys, sometimes in the coverage and sometimes seven. But, you know, they got us on those.
Okay, thanks, guys. Hey, thanks, Carter.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks. Locker room all open.